This is a CBC podcast. This is a CBC podcast.
This is Mic Drop.
Mic Drop?
It's about us.
Teens and our stories and what we've been through.
What we are still going through.
Without any adult interruptions.
Testing.
Testing.
Mic will drop in 5, okay. 4, 3, 2.
Drop the mic.
I've never held a mic before, and this feels good, actually.
So, during March, we really didn't go anywhere, and we were mainly stuck at our grandparents' house, and we decided to go ahead and start posting videos of us singing and dancing on Facebook. And those ended up somehow blowing up out of nowhere. Powwow, to me, means, like, you're healing the people that can't dance, and basically you're dancing for them. You're helping someone out with whatever they're going through. Your dancing makes people happy, and it makes people feel good about themselves.
There's not a lot of things that we do separately.
I feel like we're really close because we have something to bond with. Like most brothers, it'll be like, what is there to do with each other? Like, what are we gonna do? Play split screen Minecraft or something? Like, that's not even that fun.
And people say we're twins or something like that. It sounds kind of funny, and we look at each other all the time, and that happens, and we chuckle once we walk away sometimes.
Yep. And we also dance together and sing together.
My family is part of the Cayuse and Umatilla and Nez Perce.
They're all from the Pacific Northwest. Like, tribes don't really have places that they originate. We were always everywhere. There was no real telling where we would be. When you have, like, something cultural and something that you both really, really, really like and enjoy doing, it's pretty easy to bond over that.
Yeah. When it's both of us, it sounds even better.
Me singing by myself is like a kitten. And then you go to me and my brother singing together, and it feels like a mountain lion or something. So, like, there are very big differences between the two. Me and Adam are the same, but we're completely differently built.
He has big feet.
He has really small hands and feet, and my hands and feet are too big.
Big hands.
And then
I am very skinny. I would say he's 6 foot.
His shoulders aren't as wide as mine. His neck's longer than mine. He has way longer legs than me. Yeah, I'm still taller, but he has really long legs. We both want the top bunk. But we got the same skin color. We've got the same mindset.
His personality is, like, it's different than a lot of people's, actually. He thinks of, like, if there's, like, a cliff that we have to go around or something, he'll think differently than everyone else. He is a good wrestler, a good singer, and a good dancer, and a kind person. My name is Adam. I am 11 years old. I am sitting under my brother's bunk bed. I sleep on the bottom. He sleeps on the top.
We love each other to death. The only thing that's really different about us is our body's proportions and our ages. My name is Eli, and I am 13 years old.
I expected when I first moved here that there would be more natives here in Walla Walla.
Walla Walla, Washington. The town's so nice that they named it twice.
But there's not.
It's a pretty big town. It's just a whole lot of houses. and too many schools, in my opinion. So during the coronavirus quarantine, we decided to go live with our grandparents for the duration of that. And we really didn't want to get disconnected from our culture and be separated from who we are. We were gonna work all day, drum all night. And it was gonna be a good time. We were gonna be cultural, we were gonna do all that stuff. My grandpa has played like an extremely huge role in my life and my culture. And he's really important to me because he's taught me how to sing, he's taught me how to dance, he's taught me how to make a drum. He's taught me how to hunt. He's taught me how to skin deer. He's taught me how to, like, he's taught me how to make several different teas from different plants. He's taught me how to make jam out of huckleberries and all that other stuff by hand. He's taught me how to peel roots. He's taught me how to cook roots. And he's just taught me a whole lot of stuff that I can't thank him enough for.
Our grandpa, usually he won't take just Eli or just me. He'll usually take both of us to everywhere he goes.
And during quarantine, when all this was happening, it was really important to have a food supply other than the stores, because you would go in there and you'd be scared to die. Like, my grandpa could barely go in the store without having a panic attack. So during quarantine, we went hunting for turkeys. To hunt turkeys for us, it's like kind of like tracking it down, seeing where it's going, calling it in, trying to get it closer to you so that way you can get that shot off, and being able to eat for another week, basically. Yeah, like the most important moment in somebody's life, if they're a guy and you're native, it's your first kill. That's gonna be the most important moment of your life. It was supposed to be me who shot the turkey, but it ended up being my brother, and he wasn't expecting it at all, but it's what happened.
Yeah. And my grandpa started a call, and it was about 5 minutes later, the head popped up, and it gobbled, and they are loud. They're loud when they're close. And then it puts its head down, it goes along, and it goes behind this little patch of brush. I was like, and I had my gun in on my knee for support, ready to shoot.
And he does the most fluid motion to get the gun and aim it perfectly.
And
I'm sitting there about to pee myself, like, oh God, is he gonna hit it? Is he gonna hit it? And he aims for like a solid 10 seconds at least.
And I had the bead right on the head.
Then, oh! I just see that bird go flying like 10 feet into the air and then drop straight down.
I killed it for sure, and I flattened it. When it flops like that, that's how you know it's dead.
And everybody just starts war whooping. And
my grandpa was just, he was shook up too. He was like, dang, you flattened him. And my brother's like, bro, oh my God.
I was so proud of him that, like, I was almost crying for him. it really feels good to see him get his first kill.
That was the crazy, one of the craziest days of my life.
We all went crazy, honestly. It was one of the funnest days I've had in a long time.
It feels very special to me. And I've never had that feeling before.
After you kill your first animal, as an Indian, it's like you're becoming a man now. You need to start providing. And it turns into this thing where it's like you have to have a giveaway. You have to invite everybody you know. You gotta give the gun away or bow or whatever you got that animal with away. And you have to acknowledge all the people that have ever been in your life. People that you've probably never seen before, but you met them when you were a toddler. From that point on, you're considered a young man and you can't turn back from that. You don't need to worry about completely providing, but you need to be doing more work than you already are. You need to be able to know what's right. You need to be able to know what's wrong. Don't worry about it, dude. You've made it this far in life. You're gonna be fine. Having your voice change or having misproportioned whatevers, like your hands or your head, your ears, your nose, it doesn't matter. You're still a living person. You're still on this earth. You're doing good. This is Mic Drop. Mic Drop is produced in Montreal for CBC Podcasts and PRX Tracks by Carrie Haber, Sherry Okeke, and Ellen Payne Smith. My name is Eli, I'm 13 years old, and I am from Walla Walla, Washington, which is in the Pacific Northwest.
If you like what you heard, we'd love to hear from you. On Instagram, we're at CBC Mic Drop, or take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts so more people can find out about us.
Thanks for listening.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.